Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Sheshavis Vashchus for Omer and Sheikhu. Nishmas Marses to Batsim Shomer, Shavis Omas Alchan, Batsmeir Zeb, Uschus Fuas, Rus Victor Bastil Ravida. In the Gemara, Nisechus Gitten, Adaf Pe Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Boy Mine Rova Merim Nachman. Rabbi asked him Nachman the following shayla. If somebody gives a get to his wife, and he says when he gives her the get, Hayoy mat yishti l'machar, Hayom iat yishti, today you're not my wife. And in other words, the get's going to be chal today. Well, l'machar at yishti, but tomorrow, maz tov, you're my wife again. Now, what's the din? Is it a good get or not a good get? Skipping along Gemara, to boy the Rabbanan. We have this shayla according to the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan hasam. When it's magarish, a woman, chutz mi ploini, the get is puzzle. You know why the get is puzzle? Eod lo paskim ne legamre. Because the kesher hasn't been stopped completely between her and her husband. Because of her husband, she's usher to a certain ploini. And therefore the get is a puzzle a get. Because she remains usher to ploini. And therefore, if he says, Mizmikarish, Chutz Miploini, the get is possible. Aval Hocha, but here, where he says to her, today you're my wife, she's Mikureshis Legamre, and she only should be coming back to him tomorrow. When he's Mikadish here again, Kevin the Poska, Poska. No, maybe we say, once they're stopped, it's stopped. So the rabbis only there say, well, there's not Poska Me Legamre, they're still connected. Because she still asked her to Ploini because of him. But Hacha came in the Paska Paska, but here she's cut off. Basu de Baya had a Pashta. So after the Shaila, he was Pashate the Shaila, came in the Paska Paska. That's it. Once she's cut off, she's cut off. In Chedushi Aran, he writes, Vukasav Ara'a, the Mehashamim, and from this we hear, Shanoisin Karka Lachaveroi Gufu Peroi Siyoim Echod, Shezocha Mekabel Bekarka Leoilam. That if somebody from this we know, that if somebody gives to his friend Karka, Guf and Peiros for one day, just for one day, the Mekabel Zeich Eloilam, the Ha'asikna, because we concluded, Kevin the Paska Paska, Ad Kan L'Shaina. So we see that Kevin the Paska Paska in our Gemara. Once she's divorced for one day, she's divorced for good. So if you give somebody a field, go for Paris Leim Echad, Kevin the Paska Paska, it's his. V'dovor zeh, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Reb Chaim, we've been going through the Shiurim of Moran Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Chaim Zatzah. Says Reb Chaim, dovor zeh mechudish me'orit. This is a very great chiddush to say such a thing. Why? Because according to this, there's no such thing as a kinyan lizman when you're makna the guf and the peiros. To be makna lizman koine loilam. That's a huge chiddush to say that. You can make a kinyan for a short time. There's no such thing as a kinyan lizman. That's apparently what the Ra is saying. That there's no such thing as a kinyan lizman once you're koine it for a little bit. It's yours forever. Came in the Pascha, Pascha. Or Amad Beza Avne Miluim, Simon Chavches, Yiv Kotten on Gimel, Vadobar Tzarechim, Ayn Sham Avne Miluim, whose Tamea Tuva Benedarm Iflugu is a machoikis between Bart Padu, Ula, and Rova, if Kedushas Domim, that a person was Makdish Lizman, is Paka Bichdi. Does Kedushas Domim, if it has Kedushas Domim, can the Kedushas Domim go away? Our Padu holds. That Kedushas Damim doesn't go away stam, lo paka bichdi. Once it has Kedushas Damim, it remains. Can't go off automatically. Can't go off stam. Ulan Rava hold. That it is paka bichdi, Kedushas Damim can go away. So the mashmos of the Gemara is that they're only arguing behektish. Avalakule alma, mominous wise, the kinyan is pokea. We're just bothered behektish. Mominous aspect that it's nikna, that's pokea. The question is the hektish pokea? The mashmos of the Gemara is that mominous wise, the kinyan would go away, if not for the fact that it were hektish. Ulashitas hara'o, kevan de paska paska. No. Once it's posek, once it goes away, someone makes a kinyan, it's his forever. And the mammon is not choizer lebaal of b'kleis hazman. And the mammon doesn't go back to the owner when the time is up. When the day is up, if a person's kind of for the day, he's kind of for good. Because mammon, as we say, kevin the paska paska. And the question therefore is, eich yiyah hekdesh choizer lemakdesh b'kleis hazman. How do we say, as the Gemara seems to assume, that if somebody's makdish something, if you would say that the hekdesh can go away, and we have no problem with the mamonis going from hekdesh back to the person, the financial aspect, not the holy aspect. And when you give something to hekdesh, it belongs to hekdesh and mamonis, and it's also holy. So mashmos of the Gemara is that the mamon can go back to the person. Paka bichdi, it could be belong to Hekdesh and then belong back to the person. But the Shita Sara came in the Paska Paska. The mom's not choizer the Bible of Beklois's man. Sechia Hekdesh, choizer the Makdesh, Beklois's man. How's the Hekdesh going to go back to the Makdesh when the time is up? Ain Sham the Avni Miluin. Ulich Oira. We could be Miyashev based on the Ritva and Chul and a famous Ritva that a lot of people quote. Kuflam etesom ad aleph. Who writes, Ligabe Tarnagolas, Shemarda, Tarnagolas that rebelled, that ran away, belonged to Hekdesh, Pakala Kedusha, so the Kedusha goes away. And he mitzatet at Lashon Aritvo, Igel Medak, Ubekotche Bede Kabayis Nami, Kedusha Shebohem, Lehichan Holcho. Yesh Ledayek, that by Kotche Bede Kabayis, if the animal runs away, where did the Kedusha go? Since Hekdesh Damim doesn't have Kedusha Saguf, and the Hekdesh Bokinyan Guf El Shibud Mamin, all Hekdesh has is Shibud Mamin. The Kevin the Nisiyayish Gizbar, since the Gizbar, the treasure is Misiyayish, Oya Makdish, or the Makdish is Mishnayis, Mabnesha Marda, because the animal ran away. How like a Hefker or Pakale Shibud Mamin? It's like Hefker, and Shibud of the Mamin goes away. The Shibud Mammon of Hekdesh goes away. Because it's like Hefka. Ayin Sham the Ritva. Mevur b'divrei Ritva. That by Kedushas Domim, the whole Kinyan Gavoya is only Shibud Adomim. That the Gavoya, Beis HaMikdash, has a schus in this Mammon. But the Guf HaChefet still belongs to the Makdish. And therefore, if the Makdish is Misiyayesh, Poka HaKadusha, the Kadusha goes away. Again, Ein LeHekdesh Pokinyan HaGuf El Shibud Mamin. The Hekdesh has a Shibud Mamin. And Kevin Shin Isiyayesh, a Makdish. If the Makdish is Misiyayesh, or the Gizbar is Misiyayesh, it's like Hefker. The Shibud Mamin goes away. So when you talk about Kedusha's Damim, the Kinyan Gavo is for Shibud Damim, and if the Damim goes away, then Kedusha goes away. Lefiza, we can say that's why there's no din by Kedusha's Damim of Kevin the Paska Paska. That once it belongs to Hekdesh, it belongs to Hekdesh. Why? Because the Guf HaChefetz still belongs to the Makdish. The Guf HaChefetz still belongs to the Makdish when there's Kedushas Damim. So therefore you wouldn't say, Kevin the Paska Paska, that once it belongs to Hekdesh, for a little bit it belongs for good. Because it never really belonged to Hekdesh Ever Kedushas Damim. And therefore the only discussion in the Gemara is that the Hekdesh shouldn't go away because Kedusha loy paka bichdi, because Kedusha doesn't go away stam. But As far as the Mamonis is concerned, they never really belonged to Hekdesh. However, the Avnei Miluim Yotza Ladum B'Tavra Chodosh B'Das HaRa'ah. The Avnei Miluim wants to say a Chiddush in the Ra'ah. Again, what did the Ra'ah say? That a Noi saying Karka L'Chaber, if you give Karka to your friend, Gufa Peres Yoy Mechod, the Mekabel is a Zeicha in the Karka L'Oilam. So the Avnei Miluim Yotza Ladum B'Tavra Chodosh B'Das HaRa'ah Shebe'em Esloi Mahani Yoda Paska Paska. This paska that once it belongs to the person, it belongs to him for good, is only effective that it never goes back to the Rishus HaMoicher. That once the karka goes me Rishus, Yishuv Einu Chizeres La. Umemela Zoicha HaMakabel B'Toyras Hefka. Came in the Lesle Bailim. So since the karga goes out of his rishus, it never goes back into his rishus. And memela, the mekabel is zeicha b'toras hefker, because there's no bailim. In other words, the kinyan of the mekabel is nifka. The kinyan of the mekabel goes away because it was only lizman. And since it's hefker, because it doesn't go back to the bailim, Memela the makabel is choizer v'koneh karka k'gezoichem in a hefker. The makabel gets it back. Why does the makabel get it back? Because who else is going to get it? In other words, the makabel gets it, but now the kinyan goes away because the day is up, but it doesn't go back to the bailim. So who gets it? The makabel. The makabel is re-koneh, reacquires the object. Min hefker. And if so, we understand the Gemara about Kedushas Damim. That it's true, De'enei Chazeres L'makdish. Eina Hekdesh. The man zeicha is a chakach lehekdesh. The zechiyah min hefker leishayich behekdesh. Oh, by kedushas damim, you're right. It doesn't go back to the makdish, but it also can't go back to hekdesh, because who's mzaket to hekdesh? Because zechiyah min hefker isn't shayich behekdesh, and that's the machloikas. Ipaka bichdi im lav. I love. And that's the machloikas about whether the hekdesh is pakabichti, whether the hekdesh goes away. So in other words, we had a question about mamonis. But the mashmos of the Gemara is that by mamon kuli alma pakakinya. And the only discussion is about the kedusha aspect. Does the kedusha aspect go away? But the kinyan aspect that it belonged to hekdesh, that goes away. So we first suggested, based on the Ritva, that if it's Kedushas Damim, Hekdesh doesn't really have a kinyan in it. It never really belonged to Hekdesh. And therefore, if the Makdesh is Mishyayish, the Kedushas is Pokeya. Because Hekdesh never really had a kinyan. And therefore, we don't say by Kedushas Damim came the Paska Paska, because it never really belonged to Hekdesh. And the only Shaila is about the Kedusha, Paka Bichti or Lo Paka Bichti. Now we're saying that Paska Paska means just that it doesn't go back to the Meicher. But it doesn't mean that it stays with the Mekabel. So if you're talking about a regular person, So if it's a regular person, then he can reacquire the property. That's why Kevin the Paska. He acquires it for a day, and then afterwards he can reacquire it after the day is up. When it comes to Hekdesh, Hekdesh isn't reacquiring anything. And Memela, the only question in the Gemara is, does the Kedusha go away? If the Kedusha doesn't go away, then Hekdesh keeps it. And if Kedusha goes away, then Hekdesh doesn't keep it. Goes back to the person. But there's no issue, there's no discussion here of Kevin the Paska, that it should belong Mamanistik to Hekdesh Lo'ilam. Because it doesn't, because the only reason it belongs to a regular Hedjot Lo'ilam is because he reacquires it, but Hekdesh doesn't do that. So therefore the only issue is Kevin the Paska. The only issue is the Kedushas Dam Paka Bechti or Lo Paka Bechti. When does the Kedushas Dam go away after it already had a Kedushas Dam, does the Kedushas Dam disappear? If it doesn't, if it disappears, then Hekdesh loses it, and if it doesn't disappear, then Hekdesh keeps it. However, Lashon Hara'a, Shezacha Mekabel Bekarka La'olam, it's not mashma like the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim wanted to say that the mechanics are that Kevin the Paska, that Reuven sells it to Shimon for a day, and then after the day, Shimon reacquires it. But Lashon Hara is Shezacha Mekabel Bekarka La'olam. But from the get-go, he gets it forever. So it's not mashma that it's coming from a din of Zechem and a Hefker. Rather, it's his kinyan. La'olam. The Avnei Miluim and Siman Lamed Beis. Sifkat and Chav Beis, he says, and the Gemara Nedarim Chav Tesam and Aleph, Amalei Sheyomat Ishti Lamachriat Ishti Minafka Beloi Get. If a man says to a woman, "Today you're my wife, and tomorrow you're not my wife," does she go away without a get? No. Once she's married for good. Says the Avnei Miluim. What about the Gemara and Kiddushin? Right, if he says, "Today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife," she needs a get to be free. But the Gemara and Kiddushin says in Dayanam and Aleph that a man's Bekadish Chatzi Isha, we don't say Nifshe to Kiddushe Bechula, because Das Acheres Me'akevis. The person's Bekadish a half a woman, we don't say it spreads to the second half, because her das is ma'akev, but she only agreed to half and not to the whole thing. So too, if a person is mekadesh l'zman, since she only agreed l'zman, so there's das acheres ha-ma'akevis, that the kedushin shouldn't be chal olam. And therefore, they should go away b'kleis ha-zman when the time is up. So why does the Gemara say b'pashtus that he amar li shayom at ishti l'machri at ishti? She needs a get. Who says she needs a get? Just like by Kiddushin, if you marry half of her, she can stop the other half. And therefore it's no good. Kiddushin's no good. So too, if she's Mekadesh, he's Mekadesh Lizman, she can stop it. She was only Misratza for a day. So it only works for a day. So why would she need a get? So the Avnei Miluim is Miyashev, that Linyadasa Isha, the gather is Mashva Nafsha Kedover Shel Hefker. She's making herself like Hefker, like the Ran writes in the Darim on Lamed Omer Aleph. So there we can say, Kevin the Paska. That once she's married, she's married. If she's Misratza Lizman, She made herself like a Darvashal Hefker, so it's going to be Lolam. Once she makes herself into Hefker, she's Mafkir herself for good. Came into Paska, and there's no Das Echeres HaMa'akeves. Is it too late once she agreed to make herself Hefker now? Came into Paska, she lost Rishus over herself. Now she's in her husband's Rishus. There's no Das Echeres HaMa'akeves. Hashem came in Mekadish Chatzi Isha. Meikar, she was only agreed to half. And therefore it's not shaykh to say, Kevin Shepaska. We don't say, once she's out of her rishus, she's in her husband's rishus, she stays there. If she never put herself in her husband's rishus, she never agreed to the other half, she always held on to half of herself. And therefore the kedushin's no good. Hashem came and she agrees for a day, so she made herself hefker for the day, and that's it. Kevin Shepaska. That's the Avne Miluim. But it would appear that the Inyan of Kevin de Paska, but once it's cut off and that's it. It stays in that situation forever. Is only Shayach in a Kinyan and a Bailas Bechefetz Shel Mamon. That since it goes out, Merishus HaNoisein, Shuvein HaYachal Achzer Eilav B'loi Kinyan. It goes out of the Rishus HaNoisein, he has to make a new Kinyan in order to get it back. But Bebailos HaYisha L'atzma L'skadesh, this isn't Shayach at all. Because b'chol shah kayem is baila zu, v'tomad yeshna asiba michadesh es schusa v'koicha b'kiddusha. Aken kayem is enigmar zam shen esratz ashuv yesh kan da'as acheres ha'makevus shalei mashu ha'kiddusha n'yose. When it comes to kiddusha, when it comes to bailas of a woman on herself to be miskadesh, this isn't shayich at all. Because she always has that bailus over herself, whether or not to be married. And therefore, if the time ends where she was misratze, there is now das acheres ma'akevus, that the kedushin should no longer be nimshach. So when it comes to a chefetz shel mamon, once I give you my chefetz shel mamon, that's yours for good. Kevin the paska. Like the Ra'ah says, "Anosin karkel chaver gufa peres b'yoy mecha." Once he's zeicha for now, he's zeicha forever. And again, we said that's difficult. Why can't you make a kinyan l'zman? But akopanim, that would be that's a din in kinyanim. There we would say kevin de paska. But b'bailus hayisha al atzma, that's not shaykh. She always has that bailus. She always has that right to decide who she wants to be miskadeshes to and who not. And therefore, if the time ended where she was maskim to be miskadeshes, and now that's over, so now there's das acheres ma'akevus. Now her das is ma'akev that the kedushin shouldn't continue. So taka, the kedushin wouldn't continue. That's it. The kedushin now is stopped. So, to say that that's the svara of Armelisha Yom Atishti Ulamachar Iatishti, Mi Nafka Beloi Get. So, to say Kevin the Paska, there's no Kevin the Paska. She has rights over herself for Kedushin at all times. This Kevin the Paska is only a din in Kinyanim. But a woman, in theory, has rights over herself at all times to decide who she wants to be miskadeshes to and who not. So if she agreed for a day, she agreed for a day, and that's it. And then comes the next day, and now there's das acheres ma'akevus. So according to Tadar Svara, you can't explain the Gemara of, if you say to a woman, Hayom atishti l'machar iatishti, she needs a get, because of kevin d'paska. It doesn't work by a woman, because she always has bailus over herself to decide who she wants to be miskadeshes to. Be'igur kushyas ha'avne miluim, that he asked from the Gemara Nedarim to the Gemara in Kedusha. The Gemara Nedarim says that once she's married for a day, she's married for good. The Gemara in Kedushin says, no, you can't marry half a woman because Das Acheres Ma'akevus. Why don't we say Das Acheres Ma'akevus by Kedushin as well, by being married for a day? Once she's married for a day, why is she married the next day? Das Acheres Ma'akevus. Her Das is Ma'akev. So that Kasha would appear that we can answer that Ayom Arishti Lamachariyat Ishti. B'loi nafkam b'loi get does not mean get the respashtus. The gether is like the lashon of the Gemara. It means nafka b'loi get. In other words, the kedushin doesn't go away without a heter. Once she becomes an eshes ish, she's not mutter without a get. That's the din meikaro, and it doesn't matter that she only was misrantz of this man. She needs a get. So the whole hanachat yisod, the whole assumption of the avinim yiluim seems to be flawed. He understands that it's espashtus. Once she's married for a day, so she's married for good. And therefore he contrasted that with the Gemara in Kiddushin, where you see Das Acheres is Ma'akevus. There's no espashtus. Notice he compared espashtus in the woman to espashtus bizman. Just like there can't be espashtus in the woman because she's Ma'akev. How do we allow? So we also should now allow espashtus bizman. We say there's espashtus bizman because now she needs a get. But it's really not a din in espashtus bizman. It's not pshat that she's married today. Memelitz mispashi. It keeps going forever. It spreads, just like it would spread from half the body to the rest of the body if there wasn't Das Acheres Ma'akevus. No, it's not pshat in espashtus bizman. The gather is that once she's mekudeshes, she remains mekudeshes. She needs a get. Once there's a chalos kedushin, so then the chalos kedushin doesn't go away without a get. So memela, like the lashon of the Gemara, minafka below get, she needs a get. And we don't care that she was only misrats at Lisman. Once she's a mikudeshes, she's married. She's married. That's it. Okay, sweet friends, there's a lot more to talk about in this sugya. And it's a sham in the next shir. I'm very much hoping that we will see continued neflos mitoras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. B'li neder, we shall continue. And we shall always remember that Seif Dovra kol nishma selekim yira es mitzvah yisur shemar kizek kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends. Thank you for listening.